Well, do or die for the All Whites this afternoon in the return leg of our World Cup qualifier. Away goals count for something, but then so does the home advantage. Our football man, Jason Pine in Lima. Jason, good morning.
G'day, Mike.
Looks nuts.
Good word. Absolute nuts. And that was the day before the game. Goodness only knows what it's going to be like in about 8 hours from now when the game actually kicks off. It has been an incredible experience to be here in Lima, Mike, to see how much this means to the Peruvian fans. We know they haven't been to a World Cup since 1982, and they are absolutely desperate to return and very optimistic that they'll do so by winning the second leg later on this afternoon, your time, later on this evening here.
And given what the coach said originally and picking some of those experienced players, Fallon and so on, has that been a smart move given the madness of the place?
I think it has. And Rory Fallon has been a real calming influence, which seems odd, really, around camp. He's been around a while and seen a lot, as have players like Winston Reid and Chris Wood and others who are a bit more worldly wise, I guess you'd say. But I have to say, Mike, being in and around the team and chatting to a couple of the young guys, they seem completely unfazed by the whole thing. Everywhere they go here in Lima, they are surrounded by people. The bus is just, has abuse hurled at it. It's more like good-natured banter hurled at it everywhere they go. I've seen some video they've taken from on the bus of the madness that surrounds them. But I have to say, they've kept very level heads outwardly anyway, and I think they're looking forward to tonight.
Good. Head over heart, though, we're up against it, aren't we?
Absolutely. I mean, the world rankings will tell you one thing. Peru, 10th in the world. New Zealand, 122nd. There is, you wouldn't find an impartial fan anywhere in the world who would pick New Zealand with their head over their heart. But, as I've been saying for the last 2 or 3 days, football is a funny old game, Mike, and pressure does funny things to people. If New Zealand can put pressure on Peru by holding them to a goalless scoreline for as long as they can in this game, you just never know.
This is true. If we win, can we leave the country safely?
Good question. We've discussed that, but look, I think, as I've said, the Peruvian people have been wonderful hosts to New Zealand. Things might change tonight if in fact, it's New Zealand that goes to Russia and not Peru, but that might just be a knee-jerk reaction, an instant reaction. Maybe for a few hours it might be better to stay indoors, but look, I think they're realistic enough to know that there's two teams out there tonight. One of them's going to Russia and one of them ain't.
Well done, mate. Enjoy your time. Jason Pine with the football. Live commentary this afternoon on Radio Sport, of course.